automatically, if I was to say that I'm going to talk about pride to you, the first thing that probably pops in your mind is I'm giving a lesson on not sticking your chest out and being arrogant. But there's another kind of pride, though, that causes us to strive to achieve better and also to be thankful for the ways things have turned out for us in our lives that we need to be aware of, too. Certain things happen in your life as your children grow up that make you proud. The worldly trivial things in everyday life, like going to watch a baseball game and Brandon makes a good play or has a good hit, I feel like that's my boy out there. Or spiritual things that you might see, such as seeing Cherie tell one of her friends over at our house to wash their mouth that they can't talk like that when they use bad language. My grandpa worked very hard during his life to make sure that the Engel last name had a good reputation behind it. And we were always reminded of that while we were growing up. And that he made that happen in his life. And that is something to be proud of. God gives us a free will choice to make our own decisions whether we want to own Him in our lives or we want to disown Him. It's our choice. We have that choice in our lives. We constantly hear about how pride is a bad thing. It can be a good thing and it can help you to serve God. You don't want to let God down, and you don't, just as here on earth, you don't want to let your parents down if they're good people. We look for acceptance from our parents while we're growing up. And if our parents love God, we should try to serve Him too, because we know that that'll make our parents proud. If they are good parents, they will be proud of you for serving God more than anything else that we can do in our lives. They'll be proud most of all that we serve God. When I was growing up, I used to, being an artist, I used to take pictures that I had drawn to members of my family and show them because I was proud of what I could do. And I was excited about it. And I wanted reassurance that it wasn't just me that they were excited about what I could do too. We strive to hear "well done" from our parents, and we should strive to hear the words "well done, my good and faithful servant" from God in the end. Here we want to see that our parents are proud of us, and in the end we want to see our Heavenly Father be proud of us. And we should want that on a daily basis. In 1 John, the second chapter, verses 3-5, it reads, "And hereby we do know that we know Him if we can keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keep not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him." "Do I have to go to church today?" is not a mindset to be proud of. I wouldn't be proud of my children for showing that kind of frame of mind before going to church or serving God. And God's not proud of it either, if that's the way we are. We are told that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, and that we are to drive it from them. We're not supposed to let them get away with saying things like that. We're supposed to correct them. This is an important in developing a sense of pride towards serving God. We need to work hard, very hard, on grasping the concept of omnipresence in our lives. God is always there when we need Him, and He is also always there when we think we're hiding. When we are alone, we need to still worry who sees us, because God is. God's there. He's standing right there. Even though we think we look around, there's nobody there. God's right there. Can He hold us up and be proud of us when He sees everything that we do? Adam and Eve thought that they were hiding from God when they sinned. In reality, everything was out in the open to God. They weren't hiding. God knew exactly where they were at. We can't hide either. Sometimes we think we can get around the judgment of our parents because they can't see us and nobody else can see us either. Imagining having a parent that knows every facet of our lives, every single thing about us, everything's out in the open. And that's exactly how it is for us and for everybody else, because God can see everything. We're not fooling Him. With God, we'll have to answer for everything that we do in our lives that we don't ask for forgiveness for. He is our parent, and He is present everywhere. At work, I'm a delivery driver, and the stores that I deliver to, I'm the face of AE Dairy everywhere I go. That's when they think of AE, they think of me, because I'm the person that they see and connect with AE, because I'm the one to see every day. The way I act affects the way, and the way I do my job affects the way that they look at the dairy. So I want to try to show a good view of what I can do and the effort that I put forth. As a Christian, we are influencing the world by the way we conduct ourselves. Do you think God would be proud of the conduct that you've showed to everybody of what a Christian life should be? Do you think you've worn that banner proudly wherever you go? Or would they be shocked? We should always be proud to be a Christian, even when there are times that are tough that come around. Job's wife told Job to curse God and die when things were bad. She wasn't very much help. He didn't listen to her. And in the end, he reaped bountifully for it, and he had more things after he was all healed and everything was over with than what he had beforehand. And he had a lot of things before. We can't look at things like that. We've got to always focus on God in our lives and trying to make God proud of what we do. Also, another area comes to mind when thinking about something to be proud of. As being a sports fan, I'm always proud to wear my team's colors even when they aren't doing very well. And people tell me, don't you think it's time for a new team to cheer for? For me, I feel disingenuous if I'm just there for the good times. If I just wait for them, I'm gonna jump on the bandwagon. They're doing good now, so I'm gonna start paying attention to them. I feel like I wasn't there for the bad times. I didn't put in the time to see the little steps and their change that brought them to turn around. I missed out. I'm just there for the good times. Then I shouldn't be there for the good times if I wasn't there for all the times. Are you on the bandwagon, or are you proud of who you are? All the time. We have to be worthy of praise as a Christian. We can't take credit for what we don't do. Do you ever get the feeling that you have been praised for something that you shouldn't have been praised for? That won't happen with God, because our life is an open book to Him. There won't be any saying, I enjoy that you're proud of me for that, but there's really something that you need to know. There won't be any of that. If God can hold us up in the end, saying He is proud of us and the life that we lived, it will be because we kept His word. And because we as sinners have accepted Christ, His Son, as an atonement for our sins, and that He died to cover our faults. It's because we've accepted that, that He'll be able to hold us up in the end. As somebody or one of your children ever came up to you looking for praise for something that they did and that they accomplished, and you aren't impressed by it because you expected that of them and you expected more out of them? You expected that they would be able to accomplish that and more? In Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 14 through 30. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man traveling into a far country, who is called unto his servants and delivered to them his goods. And one he gave 5 talents, and the other 2, and another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. And he that received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that received 2, he also gained 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of the servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that received the 5 talents came and brought forth another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou hast delivered to me 5 talents, and behold, I have gained besides the 5 talents more. And his Lord said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And he that also received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you have delivered me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto them, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast sown and gathered where thou hast not strawed. I was afraid and went and hid my talent in the earth. And lo, there thou hast that which is thine. And his Lord answered unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore have put my money into the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take thou for thy talent from him, and give it to him that has the 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, where there should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It is the heart that we worship with him. It is the heart that we worship God with that gets his praise. God is not proud of how we can fill a space in the pew or how big of a check we write to the church. Does God have pride? Would he be willing to hold you up to everyone and proclaim how proud he is of you? God called David a man after his own heart. Do you have that with God? Are you striving for that? Matthew, the 3rd chapter, verses 16 through 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Also in Matthew 17, verse 5, "While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.'" Christ's baptism and the transfiguration were two times when Christ mentions being proud of something Christ did. Also when Christ was willing to sacrifice himself for our sins. If you looked at your life as a good gauge to test yourself, did you go out of your way to make somebody feel like you care? Making a difference to somebody else is something to be proud of. Have you ever had revenge on your mind in times past, wanting to get back at somebody? Christ could have had that too. He was spit upon, he was beaten, and made fun of, but he didn't use that. He could have stopped everything and went back to heaven and said, "Forget these people. They don't listen, they turn their backs on me. Even my friends say they don't know me." Instead, he said, "Forgive them, they don't know what they're doing." He prayed, "Forgive them, they don't know what they're doing." He didn't vow that he was going to get back at them. He didn't. He reacted like we should react. How many times have we looked at things that way when somebody upsets us? Turned and prayed for that person who upset us instead of muttered and fumed about it. I can't say that I have been very good about it, but it would be a good habit to get into. And I urge all of us, including myself, to try that next time we feel that. And I can imagine and know that there would be peace from God, and God would be proud of us for doing that. There is always time to make the turn in our lives to make God proud of. If we remember the story about the prodigal son, the son returned to his father after throwing away his inheritance on wasteful worldly things, and his father was so proud that his son had returned to him after all that time, that he went out and killed the fatted calf and threw a feast for him because he was proud of his son for returning and changing his ways. Just as God would be proud of any of us who turned away from him and came back to him. It didn't matter how long you've been away from him. He wants everybody in this building to come see him someday when we were done with this life. He wants to be able to be proud of us. But it's up to us whether we're going to accomplish that or not, whether we're going to use Christ and use God in our lives to focus and to bring us to him so we can have a sense of pride in our life. Boxing out the negative, blocking it out, and accentuating the positive only is not the way to live a life to be proud of, but rather accepting and learning from the negative and turning it into positive is the way that we live a life to be proud of. There are many people who don't grow up in this life having pride instilled in them. They're born into the world, their parents are of the world, and have not made good choices, so they don't have a sense of pride. If you don't have a chance to go to heaven, what else is there? And that's probably what these parents feel, and their children feel like they have no hope. So they don't have any pride. They don't care what people think of them. Although it's hard for many of us to understand that, there are parents that don't try to set good examples for their children and prefer that they live in the moment for themselves. Everything's about themselves. Children in that environment most likely follow after their parents, but sometimes they rebel. Sometimes they realize that they don't want that in their life, and they want something different. The problem is that they haven't received guidance from their parents to know what they need to do to change that. They rely on others, including us, to get them there. They can also develop poor attitudes, which I did discuss a little bit earlier. But the idea that I don't care what other people think about me, that turns my stomach. Because the first thing that comes to mind when I hear that, is to me when somebody says that, it's a sign that they're discouraged or they're giving up. And the only way I think that it can be a good point of view is if somebody is using that as, I don't care what others think, I'm going to do what God wants me to anyway. That's the only way that can be a good point of view. If you have that attitude, the attitude that I don't care what people think of me because you're discouraged, then you feel hopeless and changing in my point of view. And how does that work when you go into the workplace with that attitude? I don't care what people think of the job I did. Who cares? Your name's attached to that job, and every time somebody talks about you, they talk about that poor job that you did. I'm not going to give that person any extra hours. I don't want to work with that person. They don't care about what they do. They don't care about the job they do. I don't want them working for me. The same goes for our service to God. I don't care what the other people here think of me. I'm going to be like what I'm going to be like. They can accept me like I am. That's a feeling of hopelessness and a hopelessness in changing. We have to be willing to be acceptable to God, and we have to want to be able to be held up by God and have God say that He's proud of us. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. We should all want to hear that at the end. Not depart, I know you, not into everlasting torment. Prepare for the devil and his angels. I don't think anybody wants to hear that. In fact, I know, even though some people claim that that's where they're going and they're fully comfortable with it, they wouldn't be if they didn't block out the negative and accepted it. For those that are still children going down to classes, if your teacher's downstairs, we're all make comments like report cards and give them to your parents when they were done teaching you, what would your report card look like? Would they say that they pay attention in class and they show promise in wanting to be a good Christian person? Or would they bring a bad report to your parents and say they don't act like they really care to be here? It should be important to us. We should care what our teachers and brothers and sisters think about the job that we're doing and the life that we're living to be a Christian. Because it's important what each one of us thinks of each other. We're supposed to love our brothers and our sisters. And being baptized into Christ, we are all brothers and sisters. the kind of response that we show to each other is what kind of Christian we have become. If we ignore each other and don't pay attention to each other and just pay attention to ourselves, that's what kind of Christian we become. One that's selfish. I don't think God's proud of selfishness. I know He's not. We've got to be selfless and worry about others. And we can't be lukewarm about it. We have to have a passion and toward having pride in the life we live. We have to be passionate about the reputation that we put forth to others. My grandpa was proud of the reputation that he had worked hard for, and we should all be that way. We should all want to have good report from people even when they're outside of Christ, because one of the qualifications of being an elder is having good report with people outside of the church, showing that we don't just act good while we're here and then forget all about where we came from. It's important to have pride in what we've done. You can be proud without being braggadocious about it. Are you proud of what you've become in your life? Can you go to God right now and lay your life out before Him and say, "I'm proud of my life, Father. I set it before You now to be the final judge over where I'm going to go." Can you do that right now? As we end the service, if not, you need to be making some changes in your life. Because this life right now that we're living, we still have a chance right now. Because we've still got breath to change. This short period of time compared to eternity where we're going to spend, this is our grounds for showing God that we're worthy and that we have some pride in what we've done in our lives. This is the only chance we get. We don't get another chance. Are you going to use it wisely? It's up to us. It's up to you. It's very easy to think that we were hiding from other Christians and we are hiding from God, but we're not. True worship to God isn't about hiding. It's about being open and honest with each other and showing forth everything that we can do and making a good report. If you choose to have no pride, it'll be sorrowful for you in the end. Very sorrowful. If you choose that you want to be proud of yourself and what you've done in the end, you have an opportunity to make that happen. You can come forward and be baptized if you haven't, and show everyone that you're going to live a life for God. Or if you have made some mistakes that you're not proud of and you need us to help you with them, you have an opportunity to come forth and make that known, so you have a life to be proud of in the end as we stand and sing the invitation song.